While being president, your days are packed start to finish. You spend 4 to 8 years running an entire nation. It's a tiring job. You have no alone time or even time to relax. But what about after the White House? You have, let's be honest, a job that's unbeatable. Nothing will ever compare. You've had universally one of the most sought-after jobs in the entire world. But what's the next step? What happens next? On today's episode, we're going to learn what happens once you leave the White House and how presidents have spent their days after. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you're listening to the Chronicles of Time. Let's dive into life after the presidency. Some, 8 to be specific, their final destination was the White House. Although they didn't know it would be their last journey in life, for these men it was. William Henry Harrison in 1841, Zachary Taylor in 1850, Abraham Lincoln in 1865, James Garfield in 1881, William McKinley in 1901, Warren G. Harding in 1923, Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1945, and John F. Kennedy in 1963. The presidents who were lucky enough to see their terms completed have held a variety of jobs and hobbies since leaving the White House. Our first president, George Washington, returned to his Mount Vernon home and started one of the largest whiskey distilleries at the time. 10 years after Thomas Jefferson left the White House, being the intellectual he was, he went on to be the founder of the University of Virginia. Our sixth president, John Quincy Adams, decided he wasn't done with his political career, so he went on to serve 9 terms in the House of Representatives until his death. President John Tyler was also elected to the House of Representatives, but it just so happened to be for the Confederate States. He would die before they even held their first meeting. After being the first president impeached, Andrew Johnson became a senator for the state of Tennessee. He often criticized Ulysses S. Grant's administration. I mean, come on, how are you going to judge a president when you were literally kicked out of office? President Grant wouldn't be so bitter like his predecessor. Instead, he would go on to write books that were published by the help of Mark Twain. It's a small world. Grover Cleveland, the only president to serve non-consecutive terms, decided to venture into the stock market. This risk paid off because Cleveland went on to make a tremendous amount of money. Teddy Roosevelt took his son, Kermit, on a 7-month trek through the Amazon. The Amazon River of Doubt was then named after the former president because of his journey. His successor, William Howard Taft, wasn't quite the outdoorsman. He was appointed Chief Justice of the Supreme Court by Warren G. Harding. This, to Taft, was even better than the presidency. This made Taft the only person to hold both the position of president and Supreme Court Justice. But how would we feel in today's society if Clinton, Bush, Obama, or Trump were to be elected in the Supreme Court for life? I think it would cause chaos to erupt. President Calvin Coolidge chose not to run for a second election. Instead, he simply retired in Massachusetts with his wife. The power in public life wasn't for him. Franklin D. Roosevelt, on the other hand, loved the White House so much that he stayed for 4 terms, making him the longest-serving president ever. He also established the first presidential library. In a presidential library, there are records from the administration's time in office. Every president from Herbert Hoover thereafter has one. Before presidential libraries, documents and items from presidents were dispersed throughout the nation. President Obama's is currently being planned in Chicago, and Donald Trump's can be found online. During their retirements, President Harry Truman and Dwight D. Eisenhower spent their time advising and assisting sitting presidents. But it was decided in Eisenhower's presidency in 1958 that the Former Presidents Act would be passed. This gave former presidents lifetime pensions, money to hire staff, and a paid office space. In 2017, a congressional budget reported that President Clinton had spent $429,000 on office space and George W. Bush $434,000, all paid for by the great taxpayers. They also get Secret Service protection for life. But with that, they aren't able to drive on public roads or do simple things like run to the grocery. The only president to decline Secret Service detail was Richard Nixon, Honestly, it's probably a smart move because who wants to pay for Secret Service detail for Tricky Dick? And believe it or not, simply being impeached won't take away Secret Service detail. You have to be convicted and removed from office in order for that to happen. Former presidents also have their mail gone through for safety reasons and have access to intellectual briefings on national security. When Trump was in office, the New Yorker claimed he attempted to block Obama from receiving them, not realizing that it was normal. Former presidents can't do anything with the information but give advice to current administrations and stay up to date in case the press asks a question. After his Watergate scandal, Richard Nixon fled home to California where he was pardoned by Gerald Ford. He would go on to write quite a few books and declined a state funeral, instead having a small intimate ceremony. President Carter would serve one short term, but in his days after the White House, he has been a blueprint on what a stellar American is. He and his wife have started the Carter Project, a nonprofit organization, and has even worked with Habitat for Humanity until he was well into his 90s. President Ronald Reagan spent his days in his extravagant Bel Air mansion until he passed away in 2004 due to Alzheimer's. After George H.W. Bush left the White House, he was able to see his son become president. This was only the second time in history both father and son have been president, the first time being John Adams and John Quincy Adams. Bill Clinton has seen his wife run for president twice since leaving office, but has never returned to the White House to live. He has also created the Clinton Foundation, a nonprofit organization. The Obamas have seen a lot of wealth come their way since 2016. Michelle and Barack received over $60 million in advances for their memoirs. They have remained in Washington, making them the first family to do so since Woodrow Wilson. Once Donald Trump left office, he has pleaded that the election was stolen. He refused to attend Biden's inauguration, making him one of only five presidents to do so. He now resides in his Palm Beach Mar-a-Lago resort and has started his own social media platform since being banned from so many others. As you can see, presidents have went down a variety of paths since their terms ended. After the Former Presidents Act, they have the means to figure out retirement, that's for sure. If you want more content, check out my Facebook page or Instagram page. If you want to talk history, have questions, comments, or suggestions, email me at thechroniclesoftime@gmail.com. If you like this episode, leave me a rating and review. This is your host, Rachel Payton, and thank you for listening to Life After the Presidency on the Chronicles of Time.